This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 87 for Tuesday, October 3rd. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures resumed trading on Tuesday morning following yesterday's closure to mark the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. In heavy volumes, the November canola contract advances $10.60 at $716.60 per ton, and the January contract gains $8.70 at $724.70 per ton. There are losses in the Chicago soy complex, while European rapeseed is mixed, and the Malaysian palm oil market is slightly higher. Small upticks in global crude oil prices are lending a little bit of support to the vegetable oils. The prairies are experiencing a split in the weather. While there's rain east of Regina, to the west there are dry conditions. As the United States dollar remains on the upswing, the Canadian dollar is weaker. The loonie tumbles to 72.88 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 73.96. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports the soybean harvest reached 23% complete as of October 1st. That's a gain of 11 points on the week and 1 point ahead of the 5-year average. The soybeans rate 52% good to excellent, up 2 points on the week. The U.S. corn harvest is also at 23% finished, advancing 8 points and 2 ahead of the average. The corn holds at 53% good to excellent. The planting of U.S. winter wheat progresses 14 points at 40% seeded. Also, 15% of the crop has emerged, improving 8 points on the week and 1 short of the average. The USDA reports 2 private sales to China this morning. One is for 220,000 tons of soft red winter wheat, and the other is for 265,000 tons of soybeans. The department also reports 169 million bushels of soybeans were crushed in August, which was just short of market expectations. Also, 442.6 million bushels of corn were used for ethanol. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Tuesday morning. The November contract drops 13 cents at $12.64 per bushel. December soy oil loses almost 4 tenths of a cent at 57.08 cents per pound. December soy meal is down $4.30 at $370 per short ton. Corn is slightly lower as its December contract sheds 2 cents at $4.87 per bushel. Oats are lower as its December contract gives up 5.5 cents at $4.29. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed as Chicago December bumps up 1.5 cents at $5.66. Kansas City December loses 4 cents at $6.73. And Minneapolis December tacks on 2 cents at $7.20.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, October 3rd. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.